My friends, and welcome back to yet another amazing episode of Insomnia Radio Canada. This would be show 123, releasing on February 28th for all you regular listeners via many RSS feeds or the website. But if you are privileged enough and you have joined me over on Patreon at the Snowbird level, which is only $10 a month, you will be getting this show on the 26th. That's right, you get it 2 days early just for being a Patreon member. It's one of the perks. We are working on adding more perks to all levels over there as we grow our family of fantastic people there. So helping to support this show, every dollar that comes in does go right back into the show, covering my internet and electrical class currently. And eventually it will be for upgrades and storage space for all the fantastic music that comes in so that I can play you again on like flashback shows, or you know, the greatest hits of, or listener favorites shows, because those are all fantastic things that we could do. So keep that in mind. There may be a listener's favorites for the year of 2021. So as you're listening to the shows this year, keep track of your favorite shows, make a ranking, see how different shows pan out against other shows, all kinds of fantastic things we could do, right? It's awesome. So speaking of our Patreon, we had somebody wonderful join us this month. So thank you, Les Zeldor, for joining us on Patreon. It's been fantastic having you back in the IR family. He is now relaunched the Insomnia Radio Detroit show. So if you're interested in music from Detroit or Michigan, because he will be branching out covering all of Michigan, but based out of the Detroit area, then go check out his show. There will be links on the main show to go over to the Detroit page, which is fantastic. And he's getting all the social medias back up and running. And we co-hosted a main show not that long ago together. And hopefully we're going to do that again, right? Awesome. So now that I've talked about all that stuff and welcomed you back, we should talk about that fantastic first piece of music I played, right? Fantastic. Yeah, I know. Groovy. Get down. Get you going. It was awesome. I loved it. So that was Christian North, and he is from Montreal, and the track was called Fantasy, and it is available now out there. He's also got some other music out there, so you should definitely go check out all his stuff. And I believe I will have links to either his Spotify or Facebook or maybe his webpage if I can find the actual information. And that one, where did it come to me? It came to me directly from him, which is fantastic. I love when musicians send me music and they send me a message and say, hey, please check out my music, and then give me all their music and links to all their social medias and their pages and when things are being released and all that fun stuff. So this fantastic track is only been out for a couple of weeks. It was released on Tuesday, February 2nd. Yay, Groundhog Day. And yeah, I really, really digged Kristen's music. So hopefully you guys did too. I have a full slate of music for you today. So we should definitely hop right on over to that next selection.
Feel it so. Hey guys, this is Kane Miller, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
There is no room for drama where I am going. I will walk through the fire untouched by the flames. Blinking red light above my heart is glowing. I don't think about karma, I just do my thing, do my thing. Above your head moving, don't call your boyfriend, call me, I'll be by your side to save you from eternity in the monster graveyard, protect you from the valley of flames with the sparks of my light, of my light.
Well, I've definitely had lots of very interesting music coming in this week. Lots. I don't know what the upsurge is in all kinds of music coming in, but I love it. It's amazing. The only downside is it gives me lots of stuff to try and get through in the inbox, so there's always this little backlog going on. I don't know if that happens to everybody or if it's just me, but all my other inboxes are usually pretty tidy, except my junk one. Yeah, it gets overflowing and I kind of tend to ignore it, right? We all do that sometimes. So, this first track of those duos I played was from a group called Paragon Cause, and the track was Making Up for Lost Time. And they say, "Hello, Chris. Life will start to come back to us. Making Up for Lost Time is an optimistic song with a sense of longing, a glimmer of hope through this long fog of isolation, whether it be from an old relationship or this last year. The dreamy video for Making Up for Lost Time perfectly captures the emotions and the beauty of it at its core. When you close your eyes after looking at someone you love, the image sits on your retinas and slowly fades away, but the memory remains in your head, distorted. It's about time rushing forward and never able to catch up to your future plans, lost opportunities, and warning your past not to make the same mistakes, but feeling it's inevitable. So if you enjoyed that, you should definitely go check out their stuff, and I will have links to somewhere on their social medias, of course, because that's always what I do. That was also a direct submit, which is fantastic. This one came to me from that Eric Elper, and the band is called Douglas Von Irvin's Carnival, and the track was Ultraman. There's also a video available for this one on YouTube. So I decided I'd play this one because it was kind of quirky and different and kind of hits a bunch of different genres and is a little bit fun and something I figured we all could use nowadays, right? Awesome stuff. Anywho, we should jump on in with the last two tracks of the show. Yes, I did say I had a full slate for you, but apparently I miscounted and only have 5 tracks this week. But that's okay because there's space for more music next week, right? There's always space for music in following weeks because music is awesome and we love it and all that fun stuff. So before I jump into those last two tracks, we are going to get down to a little bit of business. We love getting feedback. Love, 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 love. We do have a Telegram group. It is private. You do need the invite link, which is over on the show notes if you care to join us. You can also message me on Facebook or Telegram and ask for it. I will happily share it with you. We talk about music and show releases, and hopefully we can get some of the musicians in there and we can talk to them about their music and the stuff we've played on the show, and that would be fantastic. We have the Facebook. So facebook.com, I believe it's /IR Canada, because we wanted to keep it simple as possible. Over on Twitter @IR_Canada. We did start the Instagram page where we have been popping up the beautiful images I've been sketching up on the web using lots of fun tools so that you guys know when a show goes up and who we play, which also makes it easier for me to tag bands on Instagram and let them know they've been played and they can share that with their fans. So this is a really long one because, well, all the fun short stuff was taken. So it is insomnia_radio_Canada_podcast. Yeah, big and long, but we are there and it is awesome. And of course, as we mentioned earlier in the show, we have Patreon now, which is fantastic. We're going to come up on the 1-year anniversary in just a few months, which will be fantastic. We currently have, I believe, 9 fantastic people over there donating money towards the show to help make my life easier and more stress-free. And you can join us there at patreon.com/IR Canada, all one word. There is stuff over there that is free to the general public, including polls and some informational posts, and I've done some blogging over there about how the shows go together. And then once you get up to a $10 level, you get free shows, and they're 2 days early. And eventually at higher levels, if you decide you can afford that, which would be fantastic in my world, you can influence the questions that get asked in interviews. You get even higher and you get to be part of an interview every year. And I'm thinking about putting one above that where you get a hand-knit toque or something from me every year, because why not? So awesome stuff. Next two tracks. Let me leave you with this fantastic information. So more from that Eric Elper. We have Toronto blues rock powerhouse Melanie and her track Be Careful With My Heart. And she's gets a high stream count over on, I believe it's the SoundCloud. Nope, Spotify. Yep. And hopefully you guys like this track. Definitely very bluesy. So thank you, Eric, for sending that over. And then we've got one that came over from Ava at Artura Research. And I love when these guys send me music because it's fantastic stuff. The track is from Toronto-based artist Aiden Bellow. It combines delicate guitar lines with simple yet thoughtful vocals. He created this project as an outlook after relocating to his family's hobby farm outside the city in an attempt to evoke something rural and honest. The song is Winter's Journal, and hopefully you guys like these two tracks, and we'll see you again in a week for more fantastic, mostly independent Canadian music that you've probably never heard. Ciao.
You've been having a bad day, come around with the same mood. You give me the long face, we're always calling the same loop. You say you need a quiet night, I've been hanging on your empty blues. How much longer can I stand by you? Maybe I care too much, maybe I gave you more than you gave me. Maybe I feel too much, maybe I be careful in my heart, be careful.
You're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
Canada.
Kill your FM.
When the sun sets down, you know how it's been. Fall down, you know how it's been. Do you ever wonder about your last lover? Do you ever fall in love with things that don't matter? Sunny to feel that cold. Ooh, wow. It's too lovely to be that old. Is it all age that'll let them know? The wrinkles on my face, heart doesn't show. Do you ever wish sometimes that you could be younger? Hope that time will let you recover. It's too sunny to feel that cold. Ooh, it's too lovely.
Just a little oopsie correction. That last track I said was Aiden Bellows. He goes under the name of His, and it is a project called Winter Journal. So hopefully you guys enjoyed all of the tracks today, and we'll see you in a week for another show. Ciao.
Until next time, stay safe, everyone. And remember what Count Rugen said, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything. So listen to Tyrone and mask it up, Buttercup.